Your life's good. Don't let toots make it bad. Introducing Flatulous, a drug special for no farts. Flatulous works inside your body guts, makes gas small, and gives good for life confidence. 3 in 4 people have no windy bottom after starting Flatulous. But careful, Flatulous is not for every people. Some bad things include never sleep, floppy wiener, water poop, and in bad cases, no more alive. If side effects come, stop taking. See medicine magician fast. Flatulous. Clear the air, not the room.
The last artist we heard was Future Islands, and the song is called The Tower, from a recent album called People Who Aren't There Anymore. Cults did Monolithic. Kevin Ayers with a song simply called Interview from his album Banana More. And Gus Bodenheim still with us. I tried to replace him with AI, and it failed. Gus will be back with us next week with a new installment of his little monologue series. It's his little 4 or 5 minute podcast, we'll call it. Stay tuned for 7 second delay. It's Ken and Andy, but they're going to be pre-recorded. It's an archive edition, which I'm sure Ken will introduce. My name's Irwin. If you want to email me, it's irwin@wfmu.org. I'll be back next Wednesday from 3 to 6 p.m. Eastern here on WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM and online at wfmu.org.
Greetings, 7 second delay fans. Andy is out of town this week, so I'll be bringing you some clips from previous shows. In the past, I have solicited listeners to submit clips of some of their favorite or least favorite moments of previous 7 second delay episodes, and I found a whole bunch that were quite good that I had never used before. So let's start off with one put together by listener Jonathan. And it starts off with a short-lived previous theme song of 7 Second Delay back when we were using the Telstar theme.
You're on the air. I apologize in advance.
Wait, I'm sorry, Peter, is this a suggestion for a show? Car talk attempts? I don't get it.
Oh, he wants us to do car talk.
Because we don't know much about cars, would that be the joke?
Is that the joke?
Because we're not real men.
Yeah.
Well, I do know this.
Mm-hmm.
I do know that half the cars in America have their gas tank on the left and half the cars have it on the right.
I don't think that's the case.
No, seriously, how could it not be the case?
Why would it be the case?
Because that way there wouldn't be traffic jams at gas stations. People can go on either side of the pumps.
So you think the car manufacturers, Ford and GM, and everybody gets together and they decide that, okay, we're putting out this line of cars. You guys take the left, you guys take the right. Or does each individual manufacturer decide for themselves that they're going to put half with the tank on the left and half with the tank on the right?
I think it's left up to the market and the design of the cars. And as it turns out, half end up on the passenger side and half end up on the driver's side, don't you think?
No, I don't think so.
Side is your tank on?
Passenger side.
Loser.
That's
a fine little gas tank. That's nothing to be ashamed.
You're on the driver's side.
No, I'm on the passenger side.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I'm a loser too.
There you go.
I now regret calling you a loser because I am also on the passenger side. You think everyone's on the passenger side?
No.
It's half and half.
I don't think it's 50-50.
What's the boy's name again?
Peter.
Peter. What side of the car is your gas tank on?
He told you earlier, passenger side. So all three of us are passenger side.
That's anecdotal. It's 50-50. Gosh darn it.
Men and women are not 50-50.
What are you talking about now? I wonder.
I think there's more women than men in the United States. I think it's 51-49.
Well, that makes sense because they live longer, statistically.
Mm-hmm. There you go. If you flip a coin, it's not 50-50.
If you flip a coin, it's not 50-50.
Tails comes up a little bit more often.
Why do you say that?
Because the head side is a little bit heavier.
Even if you flip it a million times.
Yeah.
Hey, you want to hear an interesting thing? Do you think the next tennis champion at Wimbledon, next year's tennis champion, will have less than the average number of arms, the exact average number of arms, or more than the average number of arms?
The exact correct number of arms.
The exact average number of arms. That's wrong.
No, not the exact average number.
That's what I asked you.
No, not the average. Because the average would be slightly less than two, I
exactly.
would imagine.
Yeah. There are a number of people. Although you're not taking into account the number of people born with three arms.
Yeah.
So maybe the average is exactly two.
There's probably more people missing an arm than people who were born with three arms.
You don't know what you're saying. I wish you could hear yourself sometimes. You are living in a dream world.
I can hear myself. I've got headphones on. I hear myself quite
well. Well, I guess what I meant was I wish you would listen to yourself. I'm glad this is being recorded. You think the number of people born with less than two arms is greater than the number of people born with three arms?
I didn't say that. I think the number of people who are missing an arm for whatever reason greatly outnumbers the number of people who have an extra arm.
Well, there's no way we'll ever settle this.
I think it can be
How
settled.
How could we settle this? The only people that would know for sure are coat manufacturers and sweater manufacturers.
There's medical people who could look this up for us.
Look it up where?
In some medical database.
The missing an arm website?
Yeah.
How many people are born with a third arm? I mean, what percentage?
Don't know.
I think it's like, well, I had two in my graduating high school.
Get out. You did not.
Yes, I did.
No, you didn't.
I had two.
No, you didn't.
I did.
I've never actually seen somebody with three arms.
I had two, and they were not related.
Get out of here.
One guy was probably the greatest shortstop we ever had.
Uh-huh.
He was like a vacuum cleaner. Nothing got past him.
Yep.
Wow.
So is this what we're going to do for the whole hour? This is rock bottom, huh? Can we do a bachelor party for you on the air?
Sure. You want to do that next week?
Maybe.
Sure.
Is that the last show before your...
I don't know. I'm married on the 31st.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Cool. What kind of bachelor party would it be?
Yeah, I don't know.
Would we have girls surprising us?
I don't know.
Talking dirty?
It's your bachelor party. We couldn't have girls talking dirty, though, unfortunately.
Well, girls talking dirty and euphemistically.
In that way,
girls can talk dirty without ever talking dirty.
Yeah, okay. There's a way to do it.
I have no friends. Could I borrow some of your friends?
We could rent friends for you. You can't have mine.
How can we rent friends?
There's agencies that will rent you friends.
I'll do that.
Okay.
Who would we call seriously to get some people? How many people could we put on the air at once?
Everybody doesn't have to have their own microphone.
Oh, I guess that's
you would just
true.
Want to stuff people in here and have a lot of people in here for an actual.
I don't know. What were you thinking? I don't drink.
I don't smoke.
What would I do?
Drink. You would drink.
That would be fun for you.
You've promised to drink at some. You know, we've come close to getting you to drink a few times.
I don't.
Now this is your bachelor party.
I would be dreading my own bachelor party.
Hmm.
Now I've had friends who go to bachelor parties, and you know the first thing that happens in these wild Hollywood bachelor parties?
Group sex.
All the guys stand around and they solemnly vow, whatever happens in this room tonight, never leaves the room.
Mm-hmm. And then the group sex.
Oh God, drinking and group sex. I'm gonna be just weeping all week, dreading this. Would we do that? Could we begin with a vow that whatever happens doesn't leave this room?
Sure.
As long as we then live proceed. On the radio.
Yeah, as long as we then proceed to the drinking and the group sex. We can do whatever vow you want.
I just don't. Okay, so I don't have any friends. So the group sex would just be me and you.
No, we would rent friends. They're going to be the luckiest rent-a-friends ever.
They're called whores, aren't they? When you say rent friends, you're pretty much talking about whores.
No, actually I'm not.
Wait, let me think. You're renting friends. The object is for group sex. But we're not talking about whores.
You're the one who brought up your lack of friends. You're the one who brought up group sex.
I did not.
Oh. I was talking about renting actual friends. Just guys who you hang out with.
Talk about the big playoff game.
Right.
Okay.
What
else do you do at bachelor parties? Smoke stokies? Can I smoke a cigar? Would you waive the no smoking rule for my bachelor party?
No.
So we could have the whores, but not the cigars.
Correct.
Wow, things have kind of tightened up around here.
Hey, that's the way it is in New York City, too. I take my lines from Mayor Bloomberg.
Oh.
Whores are okay, cigarettes are bad.
How about instead of a bachelor party, we do anything else?
Okay.
Okay.
You're on.
Good. I'm glad that's settled.
Good. And how would you feel now if the parent of a child with Down syndrome called you up and took exception to you talking about tards?
Bad.
Bad, okay.
Yeah, very bad. Thanks for asking.
No problem.
Okay.
That happened on, that happened on Kelly and Bronwyn's show.
It did?
Yes.
You mean they were making fun?
I think Kelly was using the expression tards or retards.
Yeah.
And the next caller was a guy who claimed to have a child with Down syndrome.
Do you think he really did?
Who was, yeah, it sounded legit to me. Yeah.
And he was offended?
Offended, I believe, is the correct word.
I'd feel bad. How did how did Bronwyn and Kelly feel?
They felt bad.
Yeah, exactly.
It was a really embarrassing and uncomfortable moment, not unlike this one.
I know, but I don't mind feeling bad. It's kind of my default sort of state. So I can live with it. I don't dread it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't dread it. How would you feel?
If you were the one who said it, I guess I would feel
a little embarrassed.
A little uncomfortable.
Yeah. Vicariously uncomfortable. But that's how you always feel when we're
uncomfortable
on the air.
By association with you.
Exactly.
Yes, that is how I always feel. So, Arnon, you think that Andy and I are taking this a little too seriously? We're being too intellectual?
Well, I
think some of the listeners might not understand.
I think you're using a little bit of too much intellect. But I mean, I want you to
talk normally.
Yeah.
To kids.
Like, not on a computer where you have 4 grays or 16 grays, but
right.
like thousands of colors.
Yeah.
Like, for certain kids, you can probably tell, like, the level of their learning, and you can concentrate what you say on the level of their learning.
Wait, I want to get Ken a pen, because he's not going to remember this. It'll just go in one ear and out the other.
Oh, I think Ken's listening.
Yeah,
I don't think he's the one who needs a pen and paper.
Well, there's only me and Ken in the room.
Yeah.
It's like I have a vaudeville partner. It's like.
Hi,
like
you're on the air.
Hey, Arnon, it's Lara. Hi, I'm here.
Is this your shoplifting friend?
No, I'm not the shoplifter.
Oh.
Of course, the shoplifter would deny it.
The shoplifter would probably not call because you've alienated that person.
Oh my God! Oh, I hope we get her back before marathon time.
Okay, well, go ahead and
you
talk
to her.
You want
my question?
Yes.
This is my question, Arnon. How do you feel about kids in politics? Do you think that you should like hold positions in government and things like that?
Well, I think there should be like one adult in charge and like 2 kids. And I'd like if
So it's checks and balances.
Yeah, I'd like if kids were able to look cool and, like, wear uniforms. Well, the police look up to me, kind of, because I wear my army uniform all right.
So could...
I'm sorry. The police look up to you
even though
because you wear your army uniform.
He's saying that the cops respect
him. With your friends.
The cops respect him more than his no-account friends because he's wearing the uniform.
Oh, yeah.
How many of your friends wear this uniform? Wear these uniforms?
I have a couple of friends, but let's focus on the listeners.
I'd like to focus on this for 1 second, and I'm sure the listener is now terrified.
And wants
to hear what I have to do. How many friends, what do you call your little group of friends?
It's not my little group of friends. Okay. It's called the Junior Armed Forces.
I got you.
Damn, are you guys going to take over the world?
No, we don't have exactly a friend like that.
Wait,
no.
Do you promise you're not going to take over the world? And you remember, you cannot break a promise.
Yeah, that's nice, Andy.
Okay, we're calling Mom.
Okay.
Whose name is Michelle.
I call her Mom. Do you call your friends' moms by their first name?
Yes.
Or do you say, like, Mrs. Johnson, Mrs. Smith?
I don't think I have any friends whose moms who I address.
You won't make a friend of people whose moms are living. Is that right? That's how much you hate moms.
Well, you're one of my best friends. I've never met your mom.
You've never met my mom?
Nope.
It's an ordeal yet to come. No, I love my mom. Is she listening?
No, but it's going to be archived.
Ah! So. I love my mom. I call her Mom. That's how much I love her.
Mm-hmm. I guess Mom's not home.
Oh, no. Mom has to be home for the plan to work. Moms are always home. It's almost a bylaw. It's in the mom constitution.
Okay, look, let's prepare. Are we going with the high jumping analogy or the limbo analogy? Just tell me. I can work with it either way.
You want to generate more calls.
Either way, I can work with it.
Okay, we'll go limbo. So we're raising
the bar.
Enjoy that. Enjoy your analogy.
Okay, we're raising the bar.
You know what else is about moms? A lot of moms don't have answering machines.
I know. Listen to Michelle.
Listen, you know what I think it is? I think she's home. This is call waiting, and she's not taking the call. Call her back. I think we got her. Let me tell you something about moms, Ken.
Okay.
Moms are home. That's almost a universal law. Because where would moms go? Seriously, where would moms go?
Moms would go to the mall. Okay?
Oh, yeah. Moms could be at the mall. Call the mall. Moms could go to the mall. That's true. Or the Stop and Shop. I saw Mom at the Stop and Shop just the other day. I think you're right.
Now, I mean, this mom has kids who are grown up already. Otherwise, she might be driving them, you know, back from the soccer game.
Did you dial the right number?
I did.
Would this help?
No, don't do that. You're going to break the microphone.
Doesn't hurt.
Yeah, the microphones are not meant to be used as hammers.
Okay, let's just give it 40 more rings.
Are you counting?
Yeah, that's one. I would love to actually give it 40 more rings.
I've lost count.
That's two. I know almost all the numbers between here and 40. I'll take care of you, buddy. That's three. Hang with me, buddy. No That's problem. Four. Come on, let it go.
Yeah, I am. I'm letting it go.
We got nothing. That's five.
Five.
Here comes six.
Wow, that's weird. How come you're coming through reverb?
Because you're playing with the little gizmos.
Yeah, but only the phone should be coming through reverb.
That's five.
You've lost count.
What?
That wasn't five.
I believe that was five.
No, that was not five.
Okay, that was five. The last one then. Now here comes six.
No, I argue this is seven. And I'm not even paying attention.
I'm loving it. I'm going backwards a little. No, okay. That was five. Because it sounded just like the other five.
I think, no.
Oh, I see what you're saying. It doesn't matter what they sound like.
Right.
The numbers, they should increase anyway.
What, Dylan's mom called back or it's a different number? Oh, yeah, that's the right number. This is the very
Wait,
number.
Dylan's calling. You know why Dylan's calling him back? Because he knows mom should be home.
Maybe Dylan should be. You know.
Does mom have a cell phone number? Some moms now have cell phones.
Get out.
Some moms have cell phones.
No way.
Hip and groovy moms do. Progressive, enlightened moms. Get with it, Ken. It's the 1990s.
You're just doing all that. You're just focusing on moms because, you know, I don't have a mom.
Is that true?
Yes.
Is your mom, what do you call it, dead? That made you laugh? That got a laugh. Jesus. Boy, you're an easy room. Boy, is this an easy room. Just mention their dead mom and they're laughing.
I don't know if you have any of these. Let's see if they all... Listen, kids. Listen, Jesse and Sarah and Lily and Peter and Abby.
Yeah.
Five of you have won. And we're going to put a $10 bill and send it to all of you as long as you can stand up to Andy when he calls you back. Now, we have one more person to call, and then we'll start the call back.
I'm worried about your refereeing skills. I really need 2 minutes with these kids.
I will give you 2 minutes. I will give you 2 minutes.
So I wish Carlo had won. I could get Carlo to give it up.
Hi, Brandon.
Hold on for 1 second. Here
okay.
he is.
Oh, please be a kid. Please be three.
Hi, Brandon.
Hi, Brandon. How old are you?
Three.
No. Uh-oh.
You're not really three, are you, Brandon?
Four.
No,
four.
How old are you, Brandon?
Four, I said.
Oh, you're four. And what grade? Are you in nursery school or preschool?
Well, yeah, I'm in preschool.
Okay. So are you ready to play a game?
Well, I gotta drink my hot chocolate. I'm having hot chocolate and marshmallows.
This kid is 40 years old. This is, okay. Here, I'm gonna ask you a question, okay?
How do you know my name?
Because your daddy called and he told us your name. Your daddy wants you to play a little game. You're on the radio right now, okay?
Right.
Okay, here's a question. Are you ready? Are you ready? Here we go. What do you get when you mix milk and chocolate? If you mix those together, what do you get?
That's hot chocolate.
Hot chocolate?
Yeah.
I don't know. What do you think?
I'd give it to him.
I don't know. All right. Here's the tie. The judges are tied.
Chocolate milk.
Now you're being prompted.
Now, here's one that's just for you. You can't use any help. Okay, you ready? When you brush your teeth, what do you put on the toothbrush?
You could try animal sounds. You could.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one. Okay, here's another one. Yeah. Toothpaste. Yeah, he's being. This kid has like a whole coaching staff.
Yeah, he's got a whole team behind him.
Yeah, it's like the Gore and Bush. They're just he's being prompted. Okay, here's the. You need to answer this all by yourself. Okay, what's this kid's name?
Brandon.
Brandon, are you ready?
Yeah.
I'm gonna make an animal sound, and you tell me what animal I am. Okay. You ready? Moo.
Are you a bear?
Yes, I'm a bear.
Yes, you win, Brandon.
I'm Rich Little.
Brandon wins.
The bear impressionist. And I was just doing an impression of a cow. Okay,
That was the most bear-like cow I've ever heard.
Thank you. Okay, Brandon, you've just won. I'm going to call you back later, and you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to say, can I keep my money? Okay? I wonder what you'll say.
Brandon, you just tell Andy you want to keep the money.
I'll start right now.
Okay.
I'll start with Brandon.
No. Brandon, you just tell Andy when he calls back in 20 minutes that you want to keep the money, okay?
I'm keeping that money.
That's right.
Yeah,
you're keeping that money,
yeah,
Brandon.
Dad's pulling his strings.
Okay, Brandon, we'll talk to you in 20 minutes.
That was no
bye-bye.
Kid. That was like a ventriloquist.
All right, since you've already turned it down.
I'm ready to go.
Shall we call Abby?
Yes. I'm ready to go.
Abby's going to be tough, I can tell you.
Hello?
Hi, Abby.
Hi.
This is Andy. We've talked before, and you won the
$10. Yep.
And now I'm calling. You know why? I'm calling to see if you might might give it back. And I guess you've been listening to the show?
Yeah.
So you've heard me. I've been joking around a lot with the other kids.
Yeah.
But you know what? I'm so tired. I don't want to joke anymore. Can I just talk to you seriously?
Wait. First, I just got to tell you something.
Oh, no.
I'll give you back the $10 if you can answer my question.
All right. It's a deal.
Okay.
I hope they remember when I asked you a question, I made it very easy.
Right. This is going to be easy.
Okay.
Okay.
Yes.
What? I'm going to say animal sound, and you have to say what animal it is.
Okay. It's a deal.
Okay.
Oh, I feel like such a sucker.
Okay.
Oh, I my spidey senses tingle.
Okay. Moo.
I think that's a cow.
No, it's a bear. It's a bear.
He's right, Andy.
That's a bear?
That's the noise you made when you said it was a bear.
That's very funny, kid. You're a very funny kid. Hey, so we were talking before the show. Why don't we try... Wait, I can't hear.
Oh, your headphones are a problem?
Yeah. Help me, Ken. Okay. Do the headphone thing. We were talking before the show about couples that pretend to be married. No, that doesn't do it either. In order to get a green card?
Uh-huh.
Do you think... No. Why can't I just use this, like everyone else?
Yeah, go ahead. If it works.
Yeah, that's... No, this doesn't work. Can I live without headphones?
No.
Wait, maybe it's just turned down over there. On the other side. No, it's not. Wait, hold on. Hello? Is it working in yours?
Make it better, Ken.
Try it now.
No. We should have tested this before. Hey, Maria, turn on the volume over there. Right there, next to this one. No. Sorry. Sorry, Ken. Oh, it doesn't matter. I don't have to hear the calls. Ken, I'm fine. Ken, I can just tell from your end of the conversation what people might be saying.
You turned it off yourself. There it is. It's working now.
What do you mean?
Your button and you're fidgeting. You bumped into a button on the amp down there.
Which one's working?
Oh, I knew it was my fault. I just didn't know how it was my
fault.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for, you know.
You were a little mad at me just then. That was our first little tiff.
Well, I'm looking around trying to figure out why none of the headphones are working. Then I noticed that your knee... bumped that.
Why do you think I did it? Did you test it before we went on the air?
Yes, because I tested it, yes. I got your levels.
Okay.
Something, a little thing I do for you every week, and you don't even notice.
I never have thanked you for that, have I? Thank you.
You're welcome.
I'll give you $200 cash if we can start this damn show over.
Okay. You're on.
No, but you have to. It involves reversing time. It involves. We start with
what
going back in time.
We've only lost 5 minutes.
Oh.
Come on.
Fine.
$200?
Did I say cash?
You don't have to give me $200.
How about in goods and services?
So, no, we're not aborting the swag show.
But isn't the INS show a better idea?
We'll never be able to get an INS agent to talk about this with us.
Why not? Because it's secret? Okay, how about someone that has been through it that can tell us some of the questions? The question, what I'm wondering is this. If gay marriage were legalized and you wanted to... And you wanted to claim that we were married. Could we pass the intensive scrutiny that the INS would bring to the question?
The INS scrutinizes people.
Right, that are claiming that they...
For green card marriages.
For green card marriages.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently it's a long process.
Yeah.
And the questioning is very involved.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think some of the questions might be?
Where was your spouse born? You know.
Do you know where I was born?
Nope. New Jersey.
I was born in Philly.
Huh.
I wanted to be near my mother. She was there at the time.
I don't think that you and I would pass if we were trying to get a green card marriage.
Well, I would answer honestly. Like when they asked where you were born,
mm-hmm.
I would say, I don't care. I don't care enough to have asked my spouse.
Maybe we would pass.
Yeah. I think I'm going to be honest with you, Mr. INS agent. What else do they ask?
I really don't know. I mean, they might ask, what's your favorite color? You know, what's
do you know my favorite color?
Orange?
No.
No?
Silly?
What?
Don't you listen to the other show I do on WFUV?
No. I can't get it anymore.
You would love it.
The Injun Bob show.
The Andy and Injun Bob show.
Yeah, for those new
listeners.
It used
to be Injun Bob and Andy.
But, oh, really?
Have you... Well, when it was part of the renegotiation I did.
Congratulations.
Thanks very much. Come out on top on that one. But Injun Bob would know. He loves me.
I love you. I just don't happen to know what your favorite color is. What is it?
Brown.
Brown.
Why is that funny? Why is that funny? Brown is very warm and comforting.
Uh-huh.
What's your favorite color?
Blue.
Loser.
Brown.
Blue. Okay, I don't think this is going to work.
No.
Can I go?
No, you have to kind of, you know.
Say goodbye.
Say goodbye.
See you next week.
Will you be here live next week?
I don't know.
Thank you to listener Jonathan for that almost half hour long collage of previous 7 second delay clips, some of them going way, way back. We're airing a never before aired clip show tonight as Andy is out of town. Our next one is called Colorblind Andy, and this one was prepared by Irwin.
So Pamela almost had music to play.
Yeah, she described music from another job.
Yeah.
That's where we are, Ken.
In the bathroom.
That's where we are. Callers are calling from San Francisco describing music that they heard in the bathroom years ago.
Yeah.
That's where we are, Ken. Congratulations.
I warned you that this was a very difficult topic and that we needed a plan B. Do you remember me saying that?
No.
Yeah.
This is it. This is the bottom.
Yeah. No, this is not the bottom.
This is it.
No, we're not at the bottom yet. You know nothing about the bottom.
Let me just review. The last call we had was a young woman calling from San Francisco describing music she heard in the bathroom a year ago.
At a previous job.
God forgive us all.
You're leaving out the most interesting part of the story, that the music in the bathroom was the wedding march.
God forgive us all. This is our one and only life.
Yeah, this is
this is it. This is the show. How long have we been doing this show?
80 years.
This is it. This is our life, Ken.
I know.
Oh, you know what we can do?
What?
We can spend, if we have time, we have 36 minutes left.
Uh-huh.
What if we converted to Hinduism?
Okay.
Would that give us 8 more lives? Don't they have 9 lives? Oh, my God. I just solved all our problems. Don't they have 9 lives?
That I don't know. Scientology people live forever.
Well, that's a bit of all right.
Yeah. If you join the...
sign me up for that.
Scientology cleric organization called the Sea Org.
Yeah.
You actually have to sign a 1 billion-year contract.
It's a bit of all right. That would make me feel a lot less bad about this lame show.
Okay. So you should sign up for Scientology.
And we live forever?
Yeah.
How do you sign up? Do you have to write a check?
A check is very helpful. Next time you go to L.A., they have all sorts of places for you
to
sign up.
They recruit you right on
LA.
Hollywood Boulevard.
Yeah.
Wait, am I right about Hinduism? Type in Google Hinduism and then nine lines. Or maybe I'm thinking of my cat. Common mistake.
Hindu nine lives. Yeah.
All right, then. How do you join up with them?
Well, nine beliefs of Hindu.
Oh, yeah. No, wait, what? Yeah. Huh? But aren't they into reincarnation? Don't you get to come back, cycle back?
I don't know.
Come on, man.
There's a lot
you owe me this. Find out. Do a little research. You have wasted almost an entire life of mine. One life.
There's nine planetary gods in Hinduism.
Come on, man. Give me eight other lives.
All right. Hindu. How about this? Reincarnation.
Get me some more lives.
Well, you don't need
more. You have screwed up this one so bad, Ken.
You don't need reincarnation.
Owe me this.
Yes. Hinduism allows for reincarnation.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. Get me. How do I sign up there? Get me a Hindu.
It'll be easier for you to sign up for Scientology.
Get me one of their rabbis on the phone. No, this will be cheaper, right?
Why?
Hinduism, they don't ask you to fork over a portion of your money.
Yeah.
Can I join Scientology even though I'm not in the closet, even though I'm not gay?
Of course.
Oh, I thought that's what that was
all about. No. Are you because of John Travolta?
Yeah.
Him being gay?
Yeah.
Yeah. No, they deny that anyway.
I know he enjoys having gay sex. I don't know if he's actually
That doesn't
gay.
Make him gay.
I know, Ken. Yeah. Believe me, I know. I'm very progressive. I'm okay. More open-minded than anyone you'll ever meet.
All right, good.
You want to know how open-minded I am?
How open-minded are you?
Last time I flew back from L.A., I sat next to a guy for 5 hours, talked to him,
yeah,
got to know him, and it wasn't until we landed. It wasn't until I had been with him for 5 hours that I saw for the first time that he was a black guy.
Okay. Were you avoiding eye contact?
Nope, I just don't notice that stuff.
You don't see race?
Yeah. Hey, are you Caucasian?
I am Caucasian.
I wouldn't know. It's a gift and a curse. Like if I ever witness a crime and the police say, can you describe the guy? I have to tell the police I'm sorry,
sir. You can't.
I'm too progressive. I'm too open-minded. I just don't see pigmentation.
Can you see gender?
No, I can't. It's like everyone is wearing a big potato sack.
Wow.
Can you see gender?
Yeah, very easily.
You misogynist pig. You homophobe.
I'm not a homophobe.
You are. You're a racist.
No, I'm not.
When you look at a man, do you see whether he's black or white?
Yes, I do.
You are a racist.
I can see that. I can't help but see it.
Well, I have taught myself not to notice.
I don't judge it, but I see it.
I have taught myself. I mean, believe me, sometimes I wish I didn't have this curse.
Yeah.
Sometimes I wish I wasn't so progressive and open-hearted and minded.
What would you do then?
Well, I'd...
Would you join the Klan?
I'd be a much better witness.
Like you've always wanted to.
Yeah, they'd let me join the Klan. Oh, my God, I've applied like 4 times. Are you still colorblind, Mr. Breckman? Yes!
So, Pamela, almost... Sorry about the sad trombone sound. It's the best I could come up with on such short notice to break up the clips here. That one was by Irwin. And the next one was put together by Scott in Alameda, and this revisits one of the great Ken versus Andy pranks of all time. This is the Don McLean dying in a hot air balloon accident on air prank. An important thing to know is that it was listener Brian in Vancouver who helped me put together 3 very realistic looking fake obits for Don McLean. From sites like fake CNN and fake New York Times, etc. Here's the Don McLean is dead on-air prank.
Get it together. Get it together. You can do this. You can do this. You can do this. You're the man. You're the man. You're the man. Okay. I'm ready. Go.
All right.
Go. Just do it now. Go.
All right.
Do it. Go.
And we go to line one, and it's Matt from Belleville. Hi, Matt. You're on the radio.
Hey, guys. I'm not really sure if you guys heard the news yet. But I just heard that Don McLean had died in a hot air balloon accident.
We did not hear that.
We gotta just. That's already derailed the call.
No, I'm really not kidding though. I just saw it on the news.
You saw it where?
I saw it on CNN. It was just a short clip, but yeah. I didn't really see that much. But I just saw it.
All right.
Thanks. Okay. You what? You're gonna check, Ken? You believe this guy?
That was not on topic. That call was way off topic.
I know. Now wait.
All right. Well, thanks, Matt. I'm gonna check. I'm gonna.
Yeah, I would check CNN or something.
Ken, why would you even check?
And nothing. Okay. All right, Matt.
Why would you even check that?
Well, Sid Caesar died today. People, Shirley Temple died the other day. People die.
Don McLean will never die.
Why?
I just know it. I have a feeling.
Because he's your nemesis?
I didn't know it. He's
all right, Matt.
Me.
Hey, Matt from Belleville, do you have a story about... Wait.
Is this the same call?
Yeah, okay.
Oh, he's gone.
He's gone, okay.
Yeah,
thanks,
can.
Matt.
Oh.
All right, we have another call on line
okay,
one.
Okay, hold on. Right. Let me get this together. Boy, you're really so gullible about things people tell you.
I mean, Sid Caesar died today.
Yeah, you didn't believe me when I told you that Sid Caesar died.
I believe you.
No, you said, well, Sid Caesar died 20 years ago.
Yeah, you said he was already dead.
I thought he had been. I thought he did die.
Yeah.
Boy, he's the last, I guess.
He died.
Carl Reiner's the last of those guys, I guess.
Yeah. Your show of shows. Was he on your show of shows?
Carl Reiner was, yeah. Oh, I guess Mel Brooks is still with us.
Yep. I guess Sid Caesar's the first one to die.
Yes, instead of the last. I guess
right.
I was wrong.
Yeah.
I all sometimes right. confuse first and last.
We are ready to go with Scott from Alameda.
Okay, hold on.
Are you ready?
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Get yourself together. Pull yourself together, Ken.
I am all together.
Focus. Focus on the call. Focus on the call. Okay. Nothing but the call. It's all about the call. Great. It's all about the call. It's all about the call. Okay, go.
And we go to line one. Scott from Alameda, you're on the radio.
Hello, gentlemen.
Hi, Scott. Thanks for calling. You love the show.
I love the show. I first time caller and et cetera, et cetera. I just did check that Don McLean thing, and it's true. So that completes the triple crown there of Shirley Temple.
What?
Whoa! What?
To continue with my routine.
Hold on. Wait. Hold on. What? No, Don McLean.
Arizona police confirm.
Hold on, Arizona police confirm. American Pie singer dies in balloon crash. Holy moly. Oh, no. Oh, no.
Oh, my God. It happened like 2:30, so it's like 1 hour ago.
I swear, I felt it. I felt something about an hour ago.
Perspective here.
Huh?
Keep the perspective and continue with my floor routine here.
I don't think so. No, you call back later, son. we've got the real world is spinning around you. Hold on, let me read this. This is from CNN. Arizona police. What was he doing in Arizona? That idiot. I told him to avoid Arizona. Confirmed that singer-songwriter Don McLean. Oh, honey. Oh no, I know this guy. He was like my first celebrity.
But you win the feud.
I do win. I didn't want to win this way. Although this is almost exactly the fantasy.
Really?
Almost exactly. Except it wasn't Arizona. Okay, hold on. Wait, go back. I want to read that. Hold on.
Okay.
Oh, honey. Wait. 1971 hit American Pie proclaimed an air disaster. The day the music died. He died. Isn't that ironic? His big song was about the plane crash.
Oh, that's right.
Wait. Oh, please go back. Holy moly. Wait, I've got to see this.
Hang on a second.
Wait, go back to CNN. I've got to know what you're doing.
That's CNN.
Okay, hold on. The crash occurred just after the balloon's launch, 2:30 Mountain Standard Time. So you're right, it was quite recently, when strong winds... Damn winds! Those winds! It's always the winds! Are believed.
You're kind of making fun of it, you know.
I know, I shouldn't.
Yeah. He probably had a wife and kids and stuff. You know, it's the old comedy is tragedy plus time.
Well, it's 2:30.
It's been 1 hour.
Believe to have been. You're right. You're absolutely right. It's terrible. Hold on.
Melba toast in California.
Hold on. Please go back. I can't. Why are you switching off? Please. I can't believe this. I just can't believe it. has thrown the gondola carrying McClane and his co-pilot out into high voltage electrical wires. Okay, so the winds came up and blew the balloon off course into high voltage wires. Wait, what are you doing?
I just want to see if there's other.
Wait, let me finish the CNN article.
Sorry.
McClane, an avid balloonist, was in Sedona, Arizona for its annual International Balloon Fiesta, launching as part of, quote, a mass, what's the word?
Ascension. Ascension.
Okay, mass ascension, in which dozens of hot air balloonists fly at once. No other balloons were involved in this crash, and there's a picture of the crash. Oh, dear Lord. Is that a video or a picture?
No, it's just a picture.
Okay, now is there a final paragraph?
No, that's it.
Engulfing in flames. The crash occurred, gondola, high voltage. Okay, that's it.
He's confirmed dead by Arizona State Police.
Oh, my God. Wait, he must be...
A co-pilot also.
Wait, I'm 58. Was he... He must have been 65?
Huh.
Oh, man. Oh, man.
Hey, you think he... Did he license the phrase American Pie to the movie? He probably made a ton of money from that, didn't he?
I don't know if he owned that phrase, American Pie.
So you think he might only have had a trademark as a song or something?
I don't know. I don't know if he coined it first.
Yeah.
Let's see. I mean, they didn't use the song. Oh, God bless him. I can still remember. Oh, come on. He wasn't all bad.
He wasn't?
No.
You just made him sound pretty bad.
I feel terrible.
Coming off stage. Hey, you know what I was thinking about?
This is what I remember. These are the memories I have. But wait, let me remember a good thing. Hold on.
I remember all the things you wrote about. I can't even say.
Wait, I'm trying to remember a nice memory.
The groupie story.
Okay, no, that wasn't it. Let me remember a nice memory.
Yeah.
I think he picked up, I think he reached for the check once.
Really?
After lunch.
Well, that's nice.
He was nice to my family. He met my family.
Really?
Yeah.
Did he give your kids piggyback rides? Did he?
No, he touched them deep inside.
Not. He wasn't nice enough then. If he didn't give them piggyback rides.
So why are you taking shots at Don McClane? Come on.
You have been taking shots at him all show.
But you can't judge a man on how many piggyback rides he gives your kids.
Andy, I don't want you to call... What's his manager's name? Herb Gart?
Herb Gart.
Don't call Herb Gart.
I think I'll have to
tonight. No, you can't. Don't call him.
I will tonight.
No, you cannot call
him. Why?
Because Don McClane's not really dead.
Yes, he is.
No, he's not.
He's not?
No, he's not.
Wait, what was that? You mean that was a joke?
Yeah, that was all a big punk.
It was?
Yeah. Everything was planned out on today's 7 second delay newsletter.
No one was.
Yes, it was. It was all.
Wait, where did you get that? Where did you get that?
Oh, I want to thank Brian in Canada for making the fake TMZ article.
Oh wait.
And making the fake Twitter feed and making the fake New York Times article.
Wait, is all that true?
Oh, you're going to have to decide for yourself.
Hold on,
Andy Breckman.
Wait, I got to check on my.
This is WFMU Storage.
Wait. No, don't go anywhere. Give me a break.
WMFU Mount Hope.
Wait a minute. You mean if I go on my Google?
Online at WFMU.org. Oh, now you might find evidence that he's died.
Why? Because,
now.
Why? Because he's...
Because there's a bunch of fake articles out there now on the World Wide Web.
But who made them?
Brian in Canada. Thanks, Brian. Thank you, Nick the Bard.
What do you mean, Brian? What are you talking about?
Thank you, Nick the Bard, for call screening tonight. Thank you, Andrea. Stay tuned for YOY with Andrea Salenzi.
Oh, my God. Oh, he's not dead.
And the return.
Now I really have mixed feelings.
The return of Randy. Take it away, Andrea.
Wait a minute. Wait, what are we doing this week?
I don't know.
What are we doing right now?
Yeah, we're...
What are we doing? Are you mad at me?
Are you
mad at me a little bit?
Yeah, I'm frustrated.
Wait, tell me why you're mad at me.
Okay.
Yeah, I'd like to hear. Go ahead.
Because we are on
Spell it out. Say the words. You'll feel better.
Okay, I'm
sorry. I'm mad at you because...
I'm mad at you.
Yeah.
Because the initial idea of the show was not something that I really wanted to do.
Go ahead.
Which was that we broadcast live from Washington Square Park because I had sworn off the plan of doing anything outside because it might rain.
Yeah.
Go ahead. And then you told me that you could be there at 4:30.
I'm listening.
So I realized yesterday that what that meant was the second I got off the air at noon, I would have to bust ass and do all this stuff to try to get everything set up for a technically very difficult show, broadcasting live over a wireless connection from the park. And then you would just waltz in at 4:30 to 5.
Right. Like Dean Martin.
Yeah.
Like never went to rehearsal.
Right.
Yeah.
And it didn't seem appealing to me.
Or fair.
Right.
Or fair. Because I wouldn't be sharing in the setup, in the grunt work.
Right, or the breakdown.
I would just be, I never stick around for the breakdown.
Right.
Say that too.
Yeah.
Say the words. Say what you're feeling and thinking.
No, I am saying what
I'm
saying. So I decided I didn't want to do that. And then we talked earlier today.
Yes.
And the idea you came up with earlier today was to throw water balloons on people as they walked in front of the WFMU building.
Yes. Unsuspecting passersby. Yes.
Which, while it's a really funny idea.
I see.
We can't do that. I can't do that because WFMU would actually get in trouble if we threw water balloons at people as they walked in front of our building.
I didn't think it
through.
You're right.
You might imagine.
Okay. Now, can I respond or is this just this monologue of yours?
And then you came in, and then when you finally came in at 5:15, we spent 45 minutes sort of trying to come up with an idea for a show.
It was
very difficult. You were highly distractible. We sort of came up with an idea, and then the second we got on the air here, you threw that out and actually did something that I had specifically said I thought that we should not do. So that's why I'm mad.
So here's what I'm hearing.
Okay.
That... you're mad at me because I am so naturally talented, so quick-witted, that when we're together in public, on the air, or maybe on stage, you're always in my shadow. I'm eclipsing you. What I'm hearing.
No, that's not it.
Isn't that what you just said?
No, it's not what I just said.
Well, I might have misunderstood.
Yeah, I think you misunderstood.
Yeah. What are we doing this week? Why don't we get some listeners
what are we doing right now?
Who have a Passover meal prepared in front of them and they can describe the table?
Yeah, a fallen Jew. A fallen Jew or two.
Well, no, anyone doing a second night Seder is not a fallen Jew.
But if they're listening to the radio, then they're a fallen Jew.
We need someone, we need a Jewish listener, a Jewess or a Jew, to give us a call. And if you're not Jew, if you're Jew-ish, that's good enough. We're at 201-209-9368. Describe your table, and then we're going to begin our Seder. You can drink wine with us. You can say prayers with us. We need kids that know the four questions. Maybe we should begin there. Any kids that know the four questions and want to ask the four questions? You know, traditionally, Ken, the youngest people at the Seder table...
Ask all the questions?
They ask all four. It's only four.
Uh-huh.
And then we tell the story. We tell the story of our deliverance from Egypt, our exodus through the desert, 40 days in the desert. We tell how Pharaoh changed his mind and let us go. And then he had second thoughts and chased us. Well, the plagues... You too, Ken, would say let the Jews go if these plagues were visited upon you.
I don't think so. I don't think all the plagues...
If all the water in your house turned to blood...
That's pretty bad.
That is pretty bad.
I agree. That's probably the worst of the plagues.
You think that's the worst of the plagues?
Yeah.
Water to blood?
Yeah, because you can't drink blood. You die of dehydration. If all the water around you turned to blood, you're screwed.
Well... I think the Poland Springs Company would do pretty well.
No, but then...
I would order 5 or 6 cases.
That water would become blood as well.
Wait, hold on. You're talking about bottled water also?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
All the water.
OMG. Oh, man, the Lord was really on his game.
Yeah,
he got the bottled water, too.
It's not just the municipal water that turns to blood. It's all the water. That's it. You don't need any more plagues. That's all you'd have to do. Everybody would die.
No, you could drink Sprite.
Okay, good point.
I would stock up on Sprite.
Hadn't thought about the Sprite.
I'd fill a whole shed in the backyard with Sprite.
Ooh, we'll make a pretty penny, too.
Hey, speaking of your
How
shed.
How much is that Sprite? That Sprite? That's 50 shekels. 50 shekels for one Sprite? You're gouging us. Oh, because of the blood to water to blood thing.
Speaking of
Wait,
your
I'm
shed.
Still rolling on my okay. gouging, Sprite gouging. Price gouging with Sprite. I'm rolling. I'm riffing.
Yeah, I see.
Don't you know how improv works?
No, I don't.
Sometimes it takes a little while to get off the ground. Oh, I'm done.
Okay.
Speaking of sheds.
Yes.
How good a conversation can this be? Speaking of sheds.
I wanted to check how survivalist Andy is doing, because I know that after Hurricane Sandy, you were going to start stockpiling gasoline.
I have gasoline.
So you have 14 containers of gasoline?
I have 20 gallons of gasoline.
20 gallons?
Yeah.
Okay. And you got a generator.
And Ken, you are on the list. You and your wife and one of your two children are on the list to get into my bunker.
I see.
I have room for one of your children.
So I have to do a Sophie's Choice.
Yeah, it's a little Sophie's Choice. And yeah. Of course, take the boy.
Wait, you're trying to decide for me?
No.
You're telling
no,
me
it's
that
your
my,
choice.
My daughter's not welcome?
It's your choice. But when I was watching Sophie's Choice in the theater,
yeah.
I couldn't help myself. I was screaming, take the boy. Keep uh-huh. the boy.
Yeah. Well, that's what she did.
Did she?
I believe so, yeah.
Yeah. I think the girl played the flute. Oh, my God. That would mean flute recitals twice a year.
So you think that's why Sophie chose the son?
I'm pretty sure. Have you ever been to a flute recital?
No, thank God.
Yeah.
Say no more.
Yeah. I believe in the director's cut of Sophie's Choice. It began with her trying to sit through a flute recital. My God, have we got off the rails. My God, are we a long, long way from Passover.
Yeah. Hey, congratulations for getting here on time in that big storm.
Thanks.
God, I hate the way you open shows. It really drives me nuts.
May I say that I love the way you open shows. You open shows with a lot of energy. You're often on topic. You hit the ground running.
I know, you forced me into doing that.
I'm saying I admire it. And I share with you also my disdain and my hatred for the way I open shows. We have that in common.
When we're in the studio,
yeah.
What you just did,
yeah.
I mean, it's like you sabotage the show before it even really begins. You start
with
worst. Such negativity and such low energy.
I know. It's a downer.
And
I
then when we're
down.
On stage at the UCB Theater.
No, it's worse than that, Ken, if I may.
Okay.
It's worse than that. I begin bringing us down. Right? And then I find my way to blame you for it.
Yes.
I know. So it's worse than just bringing the show down.
Yeah.
There's a cruelty to it.
And then when we do the UCB stage show.
Yeah.
You know, that normally the opening of a talk show. You
yeah.
Have,
you come bounding out.
Yeah. You have an attractive woman coming out doing the pre.
Jay Leno actually comes bounding out, slapping the audience's hands.
Yeah. Oh, that's what I got to do next week.
Yeah, you just come bounding out.
Yeah, yeah, like when Stephen Colbert runs across the stage.
Yeah, he just bound out all smiles.
Giving everybody high fives.
Yeah, the whole front row is on their feet.
So what I should do next week is I should do that, give everybody high fives, yeah. And just launch right into the show like you don't even exist.
If that would make you happy, whatever.
Yeah.
I was born to make you happy. Whatever makes you happy.
But we're just describing how your behavior makes me so unhappy and forces me into taking...
You didn't let me finish. I was born to make you happy, and I'm always coming up short. I don't know how to do it. But I want to do it.
So I've learned that I have to be really high energy at the opening of the UCB
shows.
Yeah,
that makes all the difference.
Which I've learned how to do now.
It makes all the difference.
But then what I haven't figured out is there's no way I can throw to you. I come out there and I have to be high energy because it's a live show in front of a live theater audience.
Yeah.
And then I have no idea then how to, you know, bring you in because you're coming in so low energy.
Everything you're saying is true, but may I say, in mm-hmm. my opinion, that's far from our biggest problem.
Well, that's true.
Yeah. I don't know why you're focusing on that.
Yeah. All right, Pete from Maplewood, you're on the radio.
Hey, some good news, though. 14 minutes left. 14 minutes left in the show.
Wow, the hour has flown by.
Yeah, it's almost over, Kate. Sorry, it'll be over before you know
I'm sorry, Pete. We haven't heard a word you've said because Andy's been talking over you. Hi, Pete.
You could grab a sandwich in your kitchen.
Uh-huh.
Go to the bathroom for a minute.
Yeah.
Come back. Mm-hmm. Show will almost be over. That's how close we are to the end.
No, it's not true.
We can see the light at the end of the tunnel.
Do you want to talk to Pete and Maple?
In my mind, I'm already driving home.
Hi, Pete.
You there?
Hi, Pete. I'm here.
Hey, what's up? Hey, you guys were talking about porn stars and everybody else before. How about Jenna Jameson?
Oh, Jenna Jameson.
Wait, my kids are listening. No, we can't. You got to know. Thanks for calling.
What difference does it
make? Kenny, we can't.
Why? Let's not talk about what she does. She works in the entertainment industry.
I have my 46-year-old wife listening.
Jenna Jameson.
You can't.
I'm going to guess not a whole lot, unfortunately. I'm going to say...
No, she's filthy rich.
You think so?
She's $65
million. $65 million for Jenna Jameson? Yeah. I'm going to say $10
million. Oh, Ken. You have so much to learn.
Jenna Jameson, $30
million. Oh, $30 million.
Well, right between the two of us.
$30 million. Okay.
So yeah, she co-founded her own company.
Yeah.
Called Club Jenna.
Uh-huh.
It started out providing diaries and giving advice on relationships.
Yeah, you want to contact porn stars and get a look at their diaries.
Stock tips.
Stock tips from Jenna Jameson.
Yep, as well as pictures and
videos.
Now
she's getting older. I think she's going to start a toy company soon.
Oh, that's right. How's your toy company going?
Oh, it's going great, thanks. Like gangbusters.
Yeah, who are your big competitors?
There's two.
Okay.
Hasbro and Mattel.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And people can go to UncleAndy'sToys.com.
Uncle Andy, it's singular. Oh. Uncle Andy Toys.
UncleAndyToys.com.
Well, there's nothing on there yet.
Well, when's the first product coming out?
I haven't thought of any product. That's a good idea, though.
No,
we should have products.
Oh, that's not true. You have lots of great products.
No, it's a great suggestion.
Toys. I mean,
toys.
If you're
going to
have
products.
A toy company, you need...
I understand that now. In hindsight, it's very easy. I'm going to start thinking of products.
No, you have a lot of great product ideas. Seriously, are you going to have...
The first idea was Jenna Jameson Diaries, but apparently that's been done.
Are you going to have anything up for Christmas this year?
No. Christmas is not important to us.
Oh, Hanukkah.
Neither Hanukkah.
Hanukkah's coming very early this year.
Yeah.
It's very upsetting. It's hitting around Thanksgiving time. How about for Hanukkah 2014? Is that your goal?
Maybe, yeah, that's our target date.
Yeah.
For our first... it's an app. It's going to be an app.
Oh, that'll be your first thing?
Yeah, it's an app that can tell the difference, that can tell whether you're eating a tuna fish or chicken salad. Sometimes you get a sandwich, you're not sure which it is. Didn't that ever happen to you?
No.
You're not sure, this tuna fish tastes like chicken salad. That's never happened to you?
It has never happened to me.
Well, it happens pretty regularly to some people. It
happens apparently a lot to you.
Well, with my app, you take a picture of it.
Uh-huh.
And it can tell... it analyzes it just from the picture,
just
and
the
it can
picture.
Tell roughly, within 90% certainty whether you're eating tuna or chicken salad.
So it's wrong 10% of the time.
It's not perfect.
Yeah. Okay. Thanks to John and Irwin and Scott and Jonathan for tonight's clips. Andy will be back next week. This is WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM and online at WFMU.org. Stay tuned now for Weekly World Blues with Matt Fiveash.
Shut up! And
this is a sound of the blues scale. The blues scale is very simple, very useful, but also very simple to build. All you have to do is know your minor pentatonic scales. So in this case, I was playing A.
Blues come so many different ways until it's kind of hard to explain.
Come on, James and boys of the band, it's all yours. Baby, why don't you write to me? Sometimes I wonder, baby, why don't you write to me? I've been a real bad fella, didn't intend to be. Baby, see what you have done. Baby, see what you have done. You didn't tell me to love you, now your baby's gone. She got weighed like a devil, shaped like a frog. Don't to love with me, a holler, you got down. But I know my baby better than I do myself. Gonna find out, baby, what loving somebody else. Yes, yes. Yes, yes. Yes, yes. Yes, yes. Yes, yes. Yes, yes. Yes, I know. Come on.
that jive jag. Put it in your pocket, I get back. Going downtown to see Miguel, and ain't got time, shake your hand. Hit that jive jag, put it in your pocket, I get back. Going downtown to see Miguel, I ain't got time, shake your hand. Standing on the corner, full of jive. Standing on the corner, just high as a Georgia pine. I hit that jive jack, put it in your pocket till I get back. Going downtown to see my gal, ain't got time to shake your hand. Buddy doo 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 doo. Hit that jive jack, buddy. I hit that jive jack, put it in your pocket till I get back. Swing it out, swing it out, swing it out, swing it out, boy. My, my. Bye, bye, Borode. Put it in your pocket till I get back. Going downtown to see Miguel. Got time, shake your hand. Hit that jive jack. Put it in your pocket, I'll be back. Downtown to see Miguel. Ain't got time to shake your hand. I'll be on the corner, full of jive.